Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, everybody, and I want to thank all of you for joining us here today. I want to start by thanking our friends from the Neighborhood Health Center, not just for hosting us, but for the work that they do in the community each and every day to improve the lives and the health of Western New Yorkers. To Joanne Hafner and the entire Neighborhood Health Center team, we owe you and your colleagues in healthcare an immense debt of gratitude. Can we hear it for the Neighborhood Health Center and their work every single day out there, front lines? I also want to thank some of the other folks who joined us here today. I also want to thank some of the other folks that have joined us here today. From Evergreen Health, Ray Ganeau. From Jericho Road, Cassie Grange and Alyssa Murray. From Planned Parenthood of Central and Western New York, Christopher Spicer. From Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, Mike Johnson. From Safety Net Associates of Primary Care Affiliation Providers, Alexandra Woodard. As well as my colleagues in government, yes, thank you. As well as my colleagues in government, Senator Sean Ryan, our next mayor of the city of Buffalo, Common Council Majority Leader Leah Halton Pope, Councilwoman from the Maston District, Zanetta Everhart, Council Member from the Lovejoy District, Brian Bowman, Erie County Legislator Taisha St. Jean Tard, and Erie County Legislator Lawrence Dupre. I also want to recognize the Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shimera, who has joined us here today as well. It's now day six of Donald Trump and congressional Republicans' needless government shutdown, driven by their refusal to reverse the cruel cuts they pushed through earlier this year to our health care safety net, and their failure to extend the health care tax credits that thousands of Western New Yorkers and millions of Americans depend upon to keep their health care affordable. This is after they made the largest cut to health care in American history, gutting Medicaid, Medicare, and the health care exchange by over $1 trillion. Congressional Republicans are forcing our federal employees who keep our communities safe to work without pay. Public servants dedicated to protecting our health and environment, who deliver services that all American people depend upon, including our veterans in our community, are furloughed at home, unpaid, and unable to do their jobs. And why are congressional Republicans doing this? They would rather shut down the government than restore health care for millions of Americans. The American people are demanding affordable health care. This is a crisis that's entirely preventable. Republicans need to come back to Washington, work in a bipartisan fashion, cancel the cuts, make life more affordable for working families, and protect healthcare in America. And they need to do it now. Congress needs to stop families from being pushed over the healthcare premium cliff and protect our most vulnerable neighbors. We need to make life more affordable for working families in this country. Congressional Republicans' cuts to health care have an impact on all Western New Yorkers and all Americans. Health insurance costs will rise by thousands of dollars. Premiums, copays, and deductibles will skyrocket for Western New Yorkers and our fellow Americans. That's money that families use to keep roofs over their heads, pay for children to go to school, pay for childcare, put food on the table, and maintain stability for their kids. It's money families cannot afford to lose, being ripped out of their pockets. While congressional Republicans continue to attack healthcare in America, the cost of groceries, the cost of housing, and the cost of everyday life continues to get more expensive for working families because of their failed policies. The Republicans own this shutdown. They control the House, they control the Senate, and they control the White House. They weren't afraid to use that power to permanently extend tax cuts for their billionaire friends. Now they need to do their job. They need to return to Washington. They need to cancel these cuts. They need to make life more affordable for Western New Yorkers and Americans, and they need to protect health care for the American people. And we aren't going to stand for anything less, are we?
No.
So we stand together with community leaders, with healthcare providers, with government leaders, with people that demand that congressional Republicans stand up and do what's right for the people of this great country. Return to work in Washington. Cancel your vacations. Get to work and do the people's business. Meet with the Democrats and create a bipartisan plan that will cancel these cuts that are hurting American citizens, that is ripping health care away from millions of Americans and people right here in Western New York. Cancel the cuts that's driving up the cost of everyday life and making life more expensive for Western New Yorkers and people across this nation. And work with us to protect healthcare in America. That's what the people of this great community and the people of this great country are demanding. And I'm so proud to stand with my colleagues here today. And it's my true honor and privilege to introduce this woman who's literally on the front lines, the CEO of Neighborhood Health Center here. Let's hear it for Joanne Hafner. Joanne? Thank you, Joanne.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Tim, for the very gracious introduction. I am a native Western New Yorker. I grew up most of my childhood uninsured. I worked from medical assistant to nurse practitioner to CEO of this amazing organization because I care about the health of this community. I worry about the health of this community, and recently there's so much more to worry about. We have facing this loss of Medicaid, these cuts, the skyrocketing costs for our working people who will not be able to cover the cost of their insurance. What happens to people when they end up uninsured? Do they not need health care? Absolutely not. They need it, but they make tough choices. And along the way, the tough choices usually are waiting until things are worse. And we as a community health center and our partners like Evergreen and Jericho Road and Roswell Park Planned Parenthood, we're here. We're going to keep seeing the patients. We're not going to get paid for many more of those visits, and that makes us all worry how we will survive to care for the entire community. But we will be here for you, and we'll make sure that you get care. For right now, it's important for you all to know that there is a primary care network in Western New York that is the cornerstone of what health and prevention we do have. And many of us have really tried to advocate for this continuing to be here. Now is our time. Neighborhood Health Center of Western New York cares for 33,000 patients. Our other colleagues between us, it's hundreds of thousands of people. We will not be able to be here for them if things change. It's time for us to come together and collectively agree that primary care is the cornerstone of health. Without us, access to emergency care in hospitals becomes more necessary, more costly, and more fragile. So we need to agree that access to primary care is access to a healthy community, and we need to fight for access to insurance, access to affordable insurance, and if we agree that making America healthy is our goal, the way to do that is access to primary care.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joanne. Thank you. Thank you so much to Joanne Hafner. Next, we're going to hear from Iris, who is assisted by Director of Community Health, Elise Robinson, who is a patient currently receiving care. Iris?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Director of Community Health, I support the community health worker team here, and our job is to provide outreach and enrollment to our patients and the community, getting them enrolled into insurance in the New York State marketplace. I have Iris standing with me today, who is a patient, and I assisted her with enrollment into insurance. I just want to share a little bit of her story. So previously, she was eligible for Medicaid insurance. With changes to income and her family household size, her insurance changed and she became eligible for the Essential Plan, and her children now have Child Health Plus. With that, those changes that have occurred have affected her and her family and how overall healthcare is affordable to them or not. So I just want her to share a little bit of her experience and what some of those changes have brought about, and why we are here also to help advocate for her and finding resources that will support her to keep the cost effective and affordable. So Iris, would you share a little bit?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, since my plan has changed, things has happened as far as like going to urgent care and there being co-pays and us being turned away because we don't have the co-pays, to my daughter being diagnosed with some medical issues and there's co-pays for every time she's has an appointment or any testing that has to be done. That's also affected us in many ways where it's gotten to a point where she might be hospitalized because of it, and there's co-pays for that as well. We go to the emergency room, it's $100 co-pay for that. So it's affected my family in a lot of ways as far as specialists. Everywhere you turn around, there's a copay. I've had to start coming here for our pharmacy because of the fact that the cost in other places are way up there, and there's times I can't even get medications and I have to come here, and they work with us to get us the medications we need. So yes, it's affected us in many ways with the new Essential Plan, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what to do to make sure that, you know, my kids are being taken care of the way they have to with their health wise.
Thank you, Iris.
You're welcome.
All right, Iris. Thank you. Thank you, Iris.
You're welcome.
You know, it's so wonderful to have you with us. And that's courageous to tell that personal story. That's what this is all about. This is about the people of our community and the people of our country who are having their health care not only threatened, but ripped away from them by the millions. These are not idle threats. This is happening in real time because congressional Republicans had put in place the largest cut to health care in American history. $800 billion to Medicaid, $500 billion to Medicare, $300 billion to the Affordable Care Act and the Health Exchange that ensures millions of Americans. So Iris, thank you so much for having the courage to share your story with us here today. It is so important. Next, we're gonna call up someone again on the front lines in our community, the president and CEO of Evergreen Health, Ray Gonneau. Ray?
All right, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim, for spearheading this. Thank you, Joanne and Neighborhood Health Center for hosting this. And thank you, Iris, for being so brave to speak your truth. This is a big deal. These cuts will be devastating to our organization, which is Evergreen Health, to our patients that we serve, and we have over 30,000 people that we take care of, and to our employees that provide those services. These cuts will impact Buffalo in an incredibly negative way and Western New York, and have a financial impact that will be devastating to all of us. It's clear, and I'm so proud to stand as a part of this group, that we all have to stand united against these cuts. These cuts will not be good for anybody. I'm so proud to be part of an association of healthcare that takes care of the most vulnerable. And one thing that my friend Joanne taught me is that all boats have to rise in order for us to be successful as a community. We all have to advocate for the underserved because we're better together. So thank you again for everybody coming together. Thank you, Sean, for your leadership, and thank you, Zanetta, also. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much to Ray Gonneau and all of the leaders over at Evergreen Health. Next, we're going to hear from New York State Senator Sean Ryan, who will be the next mayor of the city of Buffalo after next month's election, and who knows the importance of funding healthcare here in our community, and has been on the front lines in Albany helping to deliver Medicaid resources for not only Buffalo and Western New York, but all of our great state. Senator Ryan.
Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
Sometimes when things happen in Washington, it seems very far away, and you don't know how it's going to impact your community. And sometimes we have a tendency to tune it out. But what's going to happen to our community is thousands of vulnerable people are going to lose their access to health care. Not many years ago, people were stacked up in emergency rooms, lines spilling out the door. We created a rational system, and the rational system allowed centers like this to be established. Take the pressure off the emergency rooms. Get people to get primary care, kids with sore throats, adults with minor problems. You want them served here. And that was an efficient system. We got up to over 96% of New Yorkers are insured because of this system. But make no mistake, this fight in Washington, it's not esoteric. It's not away from us. The fight in Washington would make it so people who come through this door to get treated will no longer be able to go through this door. If these cuts go through, 200,000 people in New York State will be denied their health care. We want to live in a healthy society. We don't want people avoiding cancer screens because they can't pay the money. We don't want uninsured children who can't do wellness visits. We want our seniors to have access to health care. After all, isn't that the kind of society we want, where everyone's healthy? So don't tune out this fight in Washington. I stand behind my Congressman Tim Kennedy in calling this question in DC. We will not go along and have government cancel our vital health cares. So let's hear it for Congressman Kennedy, for the work he's doing to roll back these cuts.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Thank you to Senator Sean Ryan. Next, we're going to hear from another amazing community leader and advocate on the front lines all across the great city of Buffalo, and elected by her peers majority leader of the Buffalo Common Council, Leah Halton Pope. Majority Leader.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First, I want to thank Congressman Kennedy for your continued leadership and relentless fight on behalf of not just Buffalonians, but this entire country. Congressman Kennedy has always been a voice working for working people. He understands that access to health care isn't a political talking point. It's a matter of life and death for millions of families across this country, and thousands of individuals here in this great state of New York. What we're seeing unfold in Washington, D.C. right now is outrageous. Mm-hmm. Republicans, fresh off of voting to rip Medicaid from some 12 million Americans now want to let the Enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits expire, kicking millions more off their health insurance. That's unacceptable.
That's right.
And they're willing to shut down the federal government just to get their way. That doesn't work for me. We know exactly what happens when people lose access to health care. They go into medical debt. They miss essential preventable care. And tragically, some of them lose their lives. Not because the treatment doesn't exist, but because they cannot afford it. We have amazing institutions here in the city of Buffalo and across the state of New York that provide quality health care. And then if your constituents can't get access to it because people choose to make it a political point, that's a problem. And it's not just a problem for me, it's a problem for all of us. And that's why we're here today. So let's be clear, healthcare is not a privilege. It's a human right. It's a foundation for strong families and stable communities. When people can see a doctor fill a prescription or get the care they need without fear of financial ruin, that strengthens not just individuals, but our entire nation, our entire community. The city of Buffalo is stronger. So today I stand so proudly with Congressman Kennedy, all of my colleagues in government, and our local healthcare providers to send one very clear message to the White House and to Republican Congress to stop putting the profits of billionaires ahead of the health and lives of the American people. Buffalo is a city built on resilience, compassion, and community. We look out for one another, and we expect the leaders in Washington, D.C. to do the same. Because when we invest in people's health, we invest in their hope, their future, and strength of this nation. God bless you.
Thank you, Majority Leader.
Thank you, Majority Leader Leah Halton Pope. Next, it's with extreme pride that I introduce our next speaker. Again, another amazing leader, not just in the city of Buffalo, but across Western New York, across our state, and on a national level. She's leading in so many different ways, including the fight for health care. My great friend, Councilwoman from the Massa District, my dear friend, Zanetta Everhart.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you so much. Thank you to our congressman. He has always been a fighter, and that's why I was honored to work for him for so many years and to also have him now as a colleague. So thank you, Congressman, for continuing to always fight for us. I want to thank Joanne and the work that you do here. Thank you. But I really want to speak to, Iris. You remind me a lot of my mother. When I was young, I went to a healthcare facility, something like this. It was called Geneva B. Scruggs. It was on the ECMC campus. And that is where I received essential care. I was a very, very sick child. I had really, really bad asthma. And we had Medicaid. And I was able to get what I needed. My mother couldn't afford to buy the nebulizer that we had to take home or the asthma pumps that I needed or the steroids that I needed to take. And so people like Iris are fighting for the lives of their children. People like my mother, Paula, was fighting for my life. There were many times when I spent months in a hospital. Could you imagine if she had not had Medicaid?
Right.
What would we have done? Would I be standing here today, right? That is what these cuts mean to us. We cannot allow people in Congress, in the Senate, in Washington, to determine who gets to live and who gets to survive. That is not okay. This is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democrat issue. This is not a black issue or a white issue. This is a human issue. Humans need health care in order to live and produce on this earth. It really is just that simple. And so I just want to say thank you, Iris, for loving on your babies and fighting for your babies. Thank you, Joanne and your team, for all the work you do here to provide essential care. Thank you to my mother, who stood up for me and made sure I had the care that I needed. And of course, thank you to our congressman for continuing to fight and bringing us all together. Thank you.
Nice job. Am I seeing Councilman Bowman here?
No.
Legislator St. Jean Tarrant?
No.
Okay, next I'm going to introduce from Erie County, a legislator who's been working very closely with us on all of these issues. We know that when it comes to Medicaid dollars, they flow from the federal government to the state to the county. And Erie County legislator Lawrence Dupre has been making sure those dollars get to the people in our community. He's going to say a few words. Legislator.
All right, Lawrence.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you, Congressman. I want to thank the Congress for bringing us together this morning. We're here once again because Washington is playing politics with people's lives. They are playing politics. These are real people that are affected. And that's why I really appreciate it too, Iris, for coming up and speaking. This is more than just numbers. These are real people that are going to be affected. And they need to know that. Medicaid cuts the expiration of the ACA tax credits and a federal government shutdown all threaten working families, seniors, and children. People who can at least afford more uncertainty. We must all remember healthcare is a right, not a privilege. And that's a theme people have said up here. It is a right, not a privilege. Cutting Medicaid means fewer doctor's visits, higher cost, and more families left behind. These cuts will put a strain on our healthcare systems, leading to inevitable closures, especially in rural and low-income communities, like the one I represent. Allowing ACA tax credits to expire will drive up premiums and push people out of coverage altogether. Federal workers, veterans, and small businesses are paying the price for dysfunction in Congress. We need to reopen the federal government and get to work for the people. That is what we are elected for, to work for the people. So I'm so proud to stand here with my colleagues and my congressmen who continuously keep fighting for the people. Enough is enough. It's time for Republicans in Washington to stop the games and start putting people first. Thank you.
With that, I'll open it up to any on-topic questions. The bottom line is that the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan office that the House of Representatives and the Senate use for financial declarations, has made it very clear that gutting healthcare in America by over $1 trillion will kick millions of people off of their health insurance in this country. People that qualify today for their health insurance will no longer qualify after November 1st, and these tax credits are not extended. Or even worse, those in fact that do qualify won't be able to afford it. And some will make a decision, especially youth in America, not to pay for that because they don't think they need healthcare. So everyone in America's premiums skyrocket. Their copays get more expensive. Their deductibles go up. Everyone in America will feel the pain. And on top of that, we're going to see emergency rooms in this country that are going to be now bursting at the seams again, because people that would otherwise be able to receive preventative care at community facilities like neighborhood housing services that we stand in front of today are going to be forced off of their health insurance back into the emergency rooms to get their care. And what happens? Everyone pays for it. And the hospitals flip the bill. There are over a dozen hospitals in the state of New York already, particularly in rural communities, that are slated to close. Nursing homes slated to close. Over 300 hospitals across the country slated to close because of these healthcare cuts. This is a fight for healthcare in America. Make no mistake about it. That is a line in the sand, and Democrats in Congress are standing up for the people in America and fighting for the healthcare of the people in this great nation, and we're not going to take no for an answer. Republicans in Congress control the House and the Senate, and we know there's a Republican in the White House. All three houses of government are controlled by Republicans. They own this shutdown. And what they're asking congressional Democrats to do is go along with their continual assault on healthcare in America, and we refuse to do so. We're going to stand together with the people of this nation. We're calling on congressional Republicans to cancel the cuts, to restore healthcare, to make life more affordable for working families in America and across Western New York, and create a bipartisan solution and reopen government. That's what the people of this community and our great nation deserve. Joanne?
We absolutely have. We've started to look at the impact of the reduction of people to have health insurance. At Neighborhood, our 38-year mission is to ensure that people have access. So right now, we're making sure that we're partnering with messaging to our patients that if you lose your insurance, let's do a sliding fee. It's not ideal, but it gets you care here. We're looking at the impact of the services that we will need to shrink. We are hoping that we can use our reserves to keep our doors open. And our board is encouraging us to continue to look for ways for us to be able to be here for the patients that we serve. One of the important reasons that we have a retail pharmacy is because every dollar we save on the pharmacy services we provide, we reinvest in the care and services we're able to give primary care patients, just like the rest of the health center network in Western New York.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you to Joanne. And let me just say this. Amazing neighborhood health centers like this one here shouldn't have to make contingency plans that drive up the cost of care for the residents of our community and threaten the care that's provided to them today, because congressional Republicans are defunding healthcare in this country, attacking Medicaid and Medicare, and not extending the healthcare tax credits. It's un-American, and it's hurting people in our community, and it's hurting people across this nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.